Blog Talk Radio.
Dollar, dollar, lawyer, yes, sir, Allah. Yeah. It's right here.
Let's get it. We hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29. They gon' let them fly. They think he bugging, but that's the scriptures. Revelation 18, verse 1 through 18. Come out of her, my people. That's the mouth of the Most High. Zechariah 2, verse 6 and 7. Say the Most High. They want me to stop, but I gotta go blow the trumpet, say the Most High. Ezekiel 33, verse 1 through 9. The watchman got a warn the people, cause the transatlantic slave trade about to have a sequel. Zechariah 14, verse 1 through 3, they about to come against us. Which thinks the scriptures mean when they the house is right for the woman rap. Half of the city took a fourth into captivity, and the rest of the Jews, the people shall not be cut off from the city. Jacob's trouble, after mashallah, they gon' kick a dog. Second Ezra 16 and 31. We think the higher that he sent his son Isaiah. Second Ezra 2 and 43, we gon' see you die. We hit the strip, full of fire. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2. Jeremiah 50, verse 29, they gon' let them fly.
Yeah, you know, that's all over the news. You see it on the TV and on the internet. It's on Yahoo, but this was already written. Matthew 24 and 6, Isaiah said, for the rule of the Lord, pay attention to Iran. See, that's the Persians, the Medes. You can read about their future battle with Babylon, Isaiah 13. See, that's the Bible, the Hebrew book of prophecy. The slave trade, 28 chapter Deuteronomy. We gotta put the Most High law, Tanakh, Torah, Genesis 19:24, Sodom, Gomorrah. The Most High during fire, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 14. All the nations in array against the queen, she has America. The scriptures call her Babylon. Revelation 18, then they thought to the Most High God who judges her. But first, y'all gonna see some soldiers in the streets. Zechariah 14, 12, Isaiah 50, 4, and 16.
Oh, we hit the strip, still a fall. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6-7. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29. They gon' let them fly.
So you got all these countries with nuclear bombs all over the earth that have allegiances with each other and alliances aligned against each other. So when one bomb is pushed, it's going to be a field day. You read 2nd Ezra, the 15th chapter and the 16th chapter, and it lets you know it's going to be one cloud, then another cloud, then another cloud. So when you're looking at it from the Most High's vision, he's seeing certain places destroyed and nuclear clouds coming up. Boom, boom, boom. Then it says one star will go towards Babylon to make her desolate. So it's going to start over the Middle East, and it's going to make its way to America. Boom. Now we got a little time before that happens, but we're close. First, there must be that falling away first. And that's what's about to happen right now with the evacuation in the United States. This world will never be the same. If you haven't gotten anything from this world, don't look to get anything from it. It's over. It's finished. And guess what? There's no feel-good story anyone can give you. Only temporary relief. The only relief that we have at the end of this is that if we serve the Most High, Christ will give us rest. That's our only relief. We must look to our relief from the other side and just deal with survival day by day. We have to stop dealing with the things and talking about the things that divide us and come together for self-preservation in the spirit of the Most High. That's how we're going to make it through. The Lord says a nation divided against itself cannot stand. That's another reason why we're not going to be dealing with madness anymore and back and forth anymore. If you don't believe what we believe, that's fine. If you believe you should live, so do we. Can we agree on that?
Shalom, brothers and sisters, on all four corners of the earth. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den with Warriors in Christ. I'm your host, Brother Yohanathan, and Brother Jonathan, alongside with my brother, Dwayne. Shalom, brother. How you doing?
How you doing tonight? Shalom, brother.
All right. Man, doing good. Blessed, 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 man. Ready to make this thing happen for the day. We get into today's show, which is going to be titled Christ is the New Covenant. One moment. I'd like to say, Ahaya Bahashem Shaya, the Rock of Thon, and bless you all in the name of the Most High Christ out there.
Congress shall now vote for approval of H.R. 8791, the Homeland Terrorism Preparedness Bill. Said bill requests emergency response funding up to and including, this section is classified, dollars to prepare for a national level terrorist attack and or attack from classified. Funding for first responder personnel and vehicles would be doubled if said attack leads to more than 80% of national population being affected by classified. This funding shall commence in conjunction with the first attack on classified or the first large-scale outbreak of classified, dependent upon which comes first. Civilian and military units shall be trained in containment and combat of classified, including irradiated classified, with possibility of classified airborne, classified flesh-eating, classified and or all of the above, in such event as classified spewing, classified escape, are released or otherwise become uncontrollable. Air Force units may also be directed to combat said classified due to their enormous size and otherworldly strength. Should event occur in urban areas, that's classified, far surpassing our darkest nightmares, should casualties exceed classified body disposal actions, shall be halted and associated resources shall be reallocated to classified underground, classified protected birthing centers. A new Bill of Rights shall be drafted and approved by classified. Having now reviewed the bill, I ask you to please cast your vote.
Brother Dwayne, can you tell the people what that was they just heard? Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Brothers and sisters, you heard, a lot of y'all probably already heard that before, but we bring that to light. We're going to expound on it more next week, but we want to bring that to light because that is, and that was the bill that was passed years ago. You know, that's not new. That's old. And with that being said, I'm elaborating on it extensively next week where we go in depth on it. But Isaiah 54, verse 17, in righteousness shall thou be established, thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror. I'm sorry, let me read that again. In righteousness shall thou, let me start over, Isaiah 54, verse 7, verse 14. In righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear nor from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall by thy sake, for thy sake. Behold, I have created a smell that bloweth the coals of the fire and bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waste to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall raise against thee in judgment, thou shalt
be
condemned. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, your phone cut out. Start back over on 16, brother. Middle of 16.
Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and I bring forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Most High Power, and their righteousness is of me, said the Most High Power.
Right. Check your mic, brother. Your mic kind of going in and out. Get some people or break everything. Yeah, going in and out, so just, I don't know if you can fix it on your end, but most definitely, Isaiah 54, verse 14 through 17, letting you know, no weapon fought against. The Most High has chosen shall prosper, so very key. Without further ado, we always read the seven overcomes in which Christ spoke of in Revelation. Showing that we're absolutely going to go through different things throughout life, and you absolutely have to be ready for, you know, what this life is going to bring to you. As long as you understand that, you know, when things come against you, you can't be, you know, you can't just give up and stop what you're doing. You know, once you fall, you got to absolutely get back up. And him that endured to the end, that same shall be saved. So, without further ado, I'm going to read the seven overcomes in Revelation. I'm going to be starting at Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt by the second death. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, an endless stone, a new name written which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the new name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. So that completes the seven overcomes written of the revelation in which Christ tells you, these things shall be given to him that overcometh, to him that hath the ear to hear what he's saying in these scriptures, and most of all, those who endure to the end. So, as we always do in the beginning, before we get started on our show, we just let people know out there that we must endure to the end, because there's going to be many different perils and obstacles that's going to come against you. And it's just a test from on high that we have to understand that as we overcome, there's a reward waiting for us in the end if we're being righteous in the eyes of the Most High in Christ. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den, Words of Christ.
I do a lot of preaching, but I don't do no talking. Found out I was a lion, now I don't do no barking. They want me in the dirt, chained in a stone coffin. But face to face, then they get to talking like it's an auction. Stumbling over words, like, nah, I ain't say that. Yeah, we fell for your old games, but nowadays we don't play that. Everywhere's where I pray at, I need my kingdom like ASAP. Can't stand for a lie, so the truth is where I lay at. They put an X on our back.
Why?
Cause they evil, they worried about what we do.
Why?
Cause we Hebrews, praying for Israel from the tropicals to the igloo. Not going to say who beneath who and who equal, but if you follow the commandments, then all y'all my people. Watch what you say to us, your behind will be sheepfool. Bye bye to Babylon is what I say while I leave you. And I'ma keep it poppin' cause my pop said I need to.
Now I'ma do the work to the end, come.
Tell her.
I'ma do the work to the end,
tell
her. Until my father say stop it, I'm gon' keep it poppin'. Until my father say stop it, I'm gon' keep it poppin'. Now I'm gon' do the work to the end, come.
Yeah.
I'ma do the work to the income.
Yeah.
Now I'ma do the work to the income. Tryna get paid and salvation is my income.
We only deal with real life, we don't care what you feel like. We'll beat you down by preaching, cause these words like a steel pipe. Acts 13 will black your eye, Matthew will show the ram you. Revelation ahead, but you do the rhyme and me a body slam you. They had us quiet for a while, but now it's time to speak up. The Most High running out of land, but give it back is your lease up. Untainted, wanna leash us, wanna chain us down and beat us. Been stepped on, been thrown down, but still can't defeat us. Satan did us wrong, never should've left the side of that throne. He knowing he can't win, he just don't wanna die alone. Don't let the evil one trick you, you got rules you gotta stick to. Can't slip up, nah, look at everything that you've been through. This book is like a Ginsu, I chop you down to some thin food. Can't say we're gonna lose, it was prophesied we gonna win, fool. Prophesied of my day's end, pray from sun up to the day end. When it leaves the truth, fall like it's fall, how much you rake in.
Now I'ma do the work to the end, come.
Tell her.
I'ma do the work to the end,
tell her.
Until my father say stop it, I'm gon' keep it poppin'. Until my father say stop it, I'm gon' keep it poppin'. Now I'm gon' do the work to the end, come. I'ma do the work to the end, come. Now I'ma do the work to the end, come. Tryna get paid, and salvation is my income.
All right, we're back. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den with Warriors in Christ. I'm Brother Jonathan alongside with my brother Dwayne. Tonight's show is Christ is the New Covenant. Go ahead, brother.
Okay, how y'all doing tonight? This is Brother Dwayne, and we're going to go in tonight with the show called, titled, Christ is the New Covenant. The second part of the introduction of this show, after the brother read the Seven Overcomes, we'd like to go in on our mission statement. The reason why we do what we do as warriors in Christ. Because, like the brothers mentioned a little earlier, with the Seven Overcomes, there's a lot of different things that are going to come up against you once you start dealing with the truth, once you start dealing with trying to align yourself with the Most High, trying to align yourself with being Christ-like. It's a lot of different obstacles, trials and tribulations that are going to come from you from a lot of different areas. And basically, among you, that's the key part. The one that come among you, and like the brother said, if you fall, get back up. Get back up and keep going. You got to keep pushing. So once you keep pushing, the Most High looking at that. Because once you fall, you just lay and wallow in that dirt. You're not helping yourself. Warriors in Christ is about the truth 100%. We're about doing the work to bring in the kingdom. Unity is our mission to see Zion. We have no respect to persons, period. The truth stands. If you cannot forgive and focus on build together, you're not in Christ. Shalom. Ahayabashim Yeshayawawa. That is our mission statement. We're only trying to link in and line ourselves up with brothers and sisters who are all about the truth, nothing but the truth. No respect to persons, period. You don't care who your friend is, who your cousin, your auntie, or your baby daddy, whoever. We don't care about none of that. We only care about any right individual. We only care about individuals right there providing the truth. That's the only thing we're doing. Trying to link in with individuals who are pushing the truth Christ-like. No individuals who holding grudges against another individual. No individuals who false accusing, none of that, because at the end of the day, what you're doing in the flesh, looking good among your brethren or your sister, you're going to get judged for that. And we're going to show you that in the tonight's show. Christ is the new covenant. Okay, brother.
All right. Y'all going to have to work with us, Brother Dwayne. Your phone is kind of going in and out. I'm picking it up on my end, so. I guess we all understand there's nothing that you can do about it, but if so, before we get started, you know, you're going to be given an understanding of a lot of these scriptures. Just take heed to that. People out there listening, just bear with us. Pretty much everything that the brother said, I'm in conjunction with all of that. We absolutely understand that the night that we stand, the night that we fall, so. That's our mission, to find people, brothers and sisters who, want to operate in the spirit of Christ, under the Father, the Most High, a higher. So that's pretty much what lane we're going down from here on out. So I guess without further ado, we'll begin to get into today's show. Another thing I want to say real quick. Anybody who wants to get in contact with us, or if you might hear an excerpt or you might hear of a website we put out, you can send us an email at warriorsinchrist144@gmail.com. That's warriorsinchrist144@gmail.com. That's the number 144. So warriors with an S, I N, Christ, C H R I S T, 144@gmail.com. And we drop a lot of information. If you don't get to rewind the show or you listen to via phone or whatnot, and you don't have the ability to play the show back, you can absolutely send us an email, and we'll be sure to get with you. And get you up to speed on whatever you might need from the Warriors in Christ. So,
what it is.
Okay, you read about it?
Say that again, bro.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You clear right now.
Okay, well, let's go on in. Let's go. This is Christ is the New Covenant. Okay, we're going to start at Jeremiah 31:31.
Say that one more time. You did go in and out just then, brother. Sorry about that.
Jeremiah 31:31.
Okay, gotcha. Jeremiah chapter 31:31. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Okay. What I need you to do, I need you to go to Acts 13:15. Because this is Jeremiah, that's a prophet in old times, spoke about the new covenant that the Most High would make with the children of Israel. Because at the time it was up under the Old Testament or the Old Covenant. But the Most High put the Spirit on Jeremiah to let them know that in the future he will make a new covenant with them. So when the Pharisees and scribes came against Christ on so many different levels, they didn't understand Christ was the new covenant. Christ was the New Testament. They didn't understand that because the only thing they studied was the law. They studied the law to put the people in bondage, to use the law against the people. They didn't understand the book of prophets. They didn't understand the Tanakh. They didn't understand that Christ was that new covenant, that New Testament, that the Father put the Spirit on Jeremiah to speak on what we just read. Acts 13:15.
Acts 13:15. And after the reading of the law and the prophet, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, ye men and brethren, if ye have any word of exhortation for the people, say on. Then Paul stood up, and beckoning with his hand, said, men of Israel, and ye that fear God, give audience. The God of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt. And with a high arm brought he them out of it. And about the time of 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness. Verse 19. And when he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land to them by lot. And after that, he gave unto them judges about a space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet. Verse 21. And afterward, they desired a king. And God gave unto them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. Verse 22. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will.
See, right here, hold on one second. It says right here, verse 22, And when he had removed him, he removed King Saul, he raised up unto him David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. This man was following the Most High's will, the Most High's heart, which shall fulfill my will. So this man was walking in the spirit of the Most High. Read verse 23.
Acts 13:23. Of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior in Yeshua.
Keep going.
Verse 24. When John had first preached before his coming the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel, and as John fulfilled his course, he said, whom think ye that I am? I am not he, but behold, there cometh one after me, whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. Verse 26. Many brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. For they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath day. They have fulfilled them in condemning him.
At this time, when they, the same Pharisees and scribes that came up against Christ, every Sabbath day was read the scriptures, the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, the book of the Torah and the Tanakh was read in the Sabbath, on the Sabbath, every Sabbath. And these individuals didn't hear it. They didn't hear the voices of the prophets. These individuals didn't hear the voice of the prophets. For they that dwell in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew them not, nor yet they the voices of the prophets which were read every Sabbath. They have fulfilled them in condemning him. They fulfilled these the scriptures when the prophets spoke about Christ was going to be condemned in Jerusalem. So these same individuals who supposed to upheld the law, who always used the law against the people to condemn them with no grace, no mercy, no righteous judgment. What Christ brought in was righteous judgment, grace, and mercy. It was the new covenant the Most High was making with his people, the New Testament, where the Pharisees and scribes didn't understand Christ. They didn't understand Christ was the Messiah. They didn't understand that. They didn't know he was the Savior because they didn't understand the book of the prophets. Let's go to, condemning him. Let's go in the book of Hebrews real quick. And let's see 7 verse 1. Because Christ was being sent in the earth to be atonement for the children of Israel, bring them back to the Father. So when Christ went to the cross, that was a sacrifice. He was fulfilling the law of sacrifice, redeeming the children of Israel back to the Father, cleansing them of their sins. It was a law that blood was required so they could be brought back to the Father for the forgiveness of sins. Read Hebrews 7, verse 1 for me.
All right. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 1. For this, Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High power, who met Abraham, returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is
King of Peace.
Okay.
Without Father, with the okay.
No, stop right there. Stop right there. Let's go in the book of Jasper so we can see who Melchizedek is. See, we can see that Melchizedek is a title in Christ. Christ, read set 1 and 2 again for me.
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 1. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High Power, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace.
Okay, let's go into Jasper chapter 16, verse 11 and 12. Because it's saying that Abraham, it says Abraham met this Melchizedek, right? Let's see who Melchizedek was. Because Melchizedek is a title. It's a king slash priest. Christ is now the high priest. When Christ was crucified, he shed his blood on the heavenly tabernacle. There is no more need for the earthly priesthood, the Leviticus priesthood, to function in their office anymore, because Christ is the high priest. There is no more blood sacrifices. Christ redeemed us. So, Christ is the high priest. Read 16, verse 11.
This is the book of Jasher, chapter 16, verse 11. And Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, the same was Shem.
The same was
went
who?
Out. The same was Shem.
Okay.
The same was Shem. And Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, the same was Shem, went out with his men to meet Abram and his people with bread and wine, and they remained together in the valley of Melech. And Adonizedek blessed Abram, and Abram gave him a tenth from all that he had brought from the spoil of his enemies. For Adonizedek was a priest before the Most High, the Higher.
So Adonizedek was a priest before a Higher, right? And read the part where it said Abraham gave him a tenth of the spoil.
Okay. And Adonizedek blessed him. Bless Abram, and Abram gave him a tenth from all that he had brought from the spoil of his enemies.
Okay, now, I'm at Hebrews 7, and I'm going to read 7 verse 2. To whom also Abraham gave a tenth of all. So right here is giving you the account of who Abraham gave the tenth of the spoil to. Read verse 11 again.
Book of Jasher, chapter 16, verse 11. And Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, the same was Shem, went out with his men to meet Abram and his people with bread and wine, and they remained together in the valley of Melech.
Okay. And it says Adonizedek was the king of Jerusalem, right?
Right.
Okay, now I'm going to read Hebrews 7, verse 1. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High Power, who met Abraham returning from slaughter of the kings. Right? Now, let's go back and let's read verse 7 from the real fast. Read 7 on down.
What chapter and verse? Because your phone going
right where you at? 16. Right where you at? Chapter 6. Chapter 16, verse 7. Right where you at?
So we're in the Book of Jasher.
The Book of Jasher.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, I made the phone trigger. All right, chapter 16 in the Book of Jasher, verse 7. And Abram heard this, and he rose up with about 318 men that were with him. And he, that night, pursued these kings and smote them. And they all fell before Abram and his men. And there was none remaining but the four kings who fled. And they went each his own road. And Abram recovered all the property of Sodom. And he also recovered Lot and his property, his wives and little ones, and all belonged to him, so that Lot lacked nothing. And when he returned from smiting these kings, he and his men passed the valley of Siddim, where the kings had made war together. And Bera, king of Sodom, and the rest of his men that were with him went out from the lion pits into which they had fallen to meet Abram and his men. And Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, the same was Shem, went out with his men to meet Abram and his people with bread and wine, and they remained together in the valley of Melech. And Adonizedek blessed Abram, and Abram gave him a tenth from all that he had brought from the spoil of his enemies, for Adonizedek was a priest before the Most High Power, the Highest.
Okay, Adonizedek was a priest before the Most High, and he was also the king of Salem. So, Hebrews 7, verse 1. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High Power, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Okay? Christ is king of righteousness. Christ is the priest of the Most High. Verse 3, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made unto the Son of the Most High Power, abiding a priest continually, the order of Melchizedek. Just like the order of Six societies, the order of knights, the order of the Knight of the Round Table, or the order, that's a title. Melchizedek is a title, and Christ was named in the order of Melchizedek because he is the king of righteousness, and he is the king of peace. He is the priest of the Most High. So let's look at Hebrews. So let's go to Hebrews 8, chapter 8.
Say that one more time, brother. Your phone is going in and
out.
Let's go
to Hebrews
what?
Hebrews chapter 8.
Yeah. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, and not man.
This is talking about
every high priest.
This is talking,
is ordained.
Hold on a second. This is talking about the verse 2, a minister of the sanctuary of the true tabernacle, which the Most High pitched, and not man. This is the tabernacle in the heavens, because the tabernacle that was born, that was made in the earth, is a resemblance of the heavens. Read verse 3.
Hebrews chapter 8, verse 3. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. Verse 4.
Keep going.
For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest,
seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount.
So the tabernacle that Moses made was a shadow of the heavenly things. It resembled everything that was in the heavens. Read verse 6.
Hebrews chapter 8 and 6. But now has he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promise. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second.
Okay, let's keep going.
For finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Verse 9. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. Verse 10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. Verse 12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Verse 13. In that he saith, a new covenant, he hath made the first old. Now, that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away.
Okay. Now, jump down to 9 and read verse 12 for me. No, read verse 11 for me. Because the children of Israel want sacrifice. They want sacrifice. Matter of fact, read 9. We can read everything how they read 9. Read 9. Read all the way through.
All right. Hebrews chapter 9. Then verily, the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary.
The earthly, the worldly sanctuary, the worldly sanctuary, which was the mirror of the heaven, of the tabernacle in the heavens. Keep going.
For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all. Verse 4, which had the golden censer, which had the golden censer, and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. And over it, the cherubims of glory, shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Verse 6. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of Ahiah. But into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people.
Read verse 7 again, because once Christ died on the cross, there is no more need for the earthly high priest. All the children of Israel are priests to the Most High, priests and priestess to the Most High. Read verse 7. Verse 7 is Christ is not fulfilling the duty of a high priest, and that blood, he don't have, there is no blood needed to be sacrifice for a sin offering yearly anymore. Christ, when Christ went to the cross, that end, that reverse 7.
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 7. But unto the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the heirs of the people. Verse 8.
Keep going.
The Holy Spirit, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while at the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure of the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect, as pertaining to the conscience. Verse 10, which stood only in meats and drinks, and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. But Christ being come a high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building.
Okay, now we're gonna go into about Christ coming into the earth and dying on the cross. Christ brought in a new covenant. Read verse 12.
Hebrews 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Verse 13. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living power?
So by Christ dying on the cross, verse 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to the Most High, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the Most High power? So now, when a person telling you just to follow the law, and you see this, you feel this person following the law, just because you see this person teaching you scriptures, this person telling you to follow the law, you see this person following the Sabbath, you see this person doing these things, but that night he might not be following the Most High in his heart. This individual might have respect to persons. This individual might have strife and envy for the individual. His conscience is not clean. What Christ is bringing in, righteousness, cleaning your conscience, the inside man. That's why when the Most High said he would put his law in our hearts. Because from the outside, a brother or a sister could seem righteous because that's self-righteousness. We have a lot of brothers and sisters who telling you to follow the laws, and you think they're following laws, but according to their heart, they're not following the Most High. We're going to keep going, and we're going to keep going. Verse 15.
What's that, brother? You just
verse 15.
Want me to pick up on 15? All right, yeah. All right, Hebrews 9 and 15. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Verse 16. For where a
testament is. Hold on one second. I'm going to read 14 and 15. What I need you to do is go in your scroll and go in your mind sword. Matter of fact, you don't have to go in your mind sword. Tell me, I'm going to read verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to the Most High Power. Purge your conscience from dead works to serving the Most High Power. And for this cause, he is the mediator of a New Testament. Can you please tell me what that word testament means?
Word testament, and the key word study Bible, it means covenant.
So, for this cause, he is the mediator of a new covenant by the means of death for the redemption of the transgressions. Can you please tell me what transgression, if somebody transgressed, what was transgression?
Transgression is when you're breaking the law.
Breaking the law.
Breaking the law.
That would be 1 John 3, verse 4, right?
Right.
Go do it for me real fast.
1 minute.
So, right here, it said, for this cause, he is the mediator of a New Testament by the means of death. By him going to the cross, Christ is fulfilling Jeremiah 31:31. He's fulfilling Jeremiah 31 because he's bringing in a new covenant and he's purging our consciences from sins. That means, Just because we sin, we follow the laws and we follow the covenant, we follow the laws, statutes, and commandments. We don't eat the pork. We don't work on the Sabbath day. But that's not enough to get you in. You still have to love your brother. You still have to love your neighbor. You still have to avoid different of strife and envy. You still don't supposed to hold respect the person. You still do not supposed to involve yourself in falsifying accusations against brothers and sisters. Read 1 John 3, verse 4.
1 John chapter 3, verse 4. Whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law.
So sin is a transgression of the law. So right here, 15. For this cause, he is the mediator of a new testament, which is covenant, by the means of death, by going to the cross, shedding his blood, for the redemption of transgressions, for the redemption of breaking law. For that under the new test, for under the first testament, they were called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Let me read that again. For this cause, he is the mediator of a new testament, which means covenant, by the means of death, for going to the cross, shedding his blood, for the redemption of transgressions that were under the first testament. For the redemption of the breaking of laws that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Read 16 for me.
Hebrews 9:16. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator.
For there a testament is, there must also be necessity be the death of the tester. So a testimony is no good living. A testament is no good living. Read verse 17.
Hebrews 9:17. For a testament is of force after men are dead.
Read that again.
Hebrews 9:17. For a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth.
Okay, so evidently, that's why we have wills and testaments after we die. A will, after a person not to have a will. the testimony. Okay, testament, last will and testament. Read verse 18.
Hebrews 9 and 18. Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood.
So
Moses has spoken.
Now we reread that again. Read 18 again.
Hebrews 9 and 18. Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood.
Because in order to make a covenant, blood is required. So they was using animals before. Read verse 19.
Hebrews 9 and 19. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which the Most High hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission.
Read 22
again. Verse Hebrews 9 and 22. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission.
Okay. Now, without shedding the blood, there's no remission. Read, go back to 9 verse 14. Read 14 for me.
Hebrews 9 and 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to the Most High, purge your conscience from dead works
okay.
to serve the living power.
Okay, now go to Isaiah 42 for me. Read Isaiah verse 42, because we understand it by Christ. Now we're understanding why the Bible is called the Old Testament and you have the New Testament, because the Old Testament is when the children of Israel was given the covenant by the Most High, the first covenant among the children of Israel. Now, this New Testament, this new covenant, only could come into play through Christ. Because in order to get to the Father, you have to come through the Son. And if Christ wouldn't have never came and died on the cross, there would have never been a new covenant to bring the children of Israel back to the Father. So when we have brothers and sisters who say only the Old Testament is some good, that means they dead to Christ. They dead to the Father. Because you have to come through Christ to get through the Father. Christ is the New Testament. Christ is the New Covenant. Read Isaiah 42 verse 1 for me.
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth. And the isle shall wait for his law. Verse 5. Thus saith the Most High, the Power. Thus saith God the Lord. He that created the heaven and stretched them out. He that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. To open the blind eyes, to bring out. Yeah.
See that? Christ is giving a covenant to the people before light unto the Gentiles, because in order for the world to understand the Most High laws, the people who was given the laws need to be woke up first. Before the Gentiles could be enlightened, Paul had to go to them, and Paul is an Israelite. That's when the children of Israel fell. Paul went to the Israelites and gave them the gospel, gave them the understanding of the Father ways. He bring them back to the, now Christ, by him dying on the cross, is the remission of sins for the Most High putting the children of Israel away, so they could come back to the Father through the understanding of who they are. That's why we're waking up today. We understand who he is, and yet we're coming back to the laws, understanding the laws, but we have to execute righteousness in our hearts, from our hearts. So, yeah, you might not eat the pork. Yeah, you might not eat the shrimp, lobster. Yeah, you might respect the Sabbath, but do you love your brother? Do you love your sister? Do you come against your brother? Do you come against your sister? Or do you feel just because you get to understand?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
So you're going in and out. You're going in and out.
Okay. Well, I can't do nothing about that. I'm on the phone, like I'm saying. I'm up to the phone. Okay. Like I'm saying, you have to execute righteousness from your heart. You could respect the Sabbath. You could go to these convocations with your brothers, with your sisters, and you could wear your hair wrapped. You could read your Bible. You could do all these things. But if you're not doing everything from the heart wholeheartedly, if you coming against your brothers or coming against your sisters, but if you linking in with other people, having respect to persons, upholding another person, lie against another person, false accusations, all those things are not the things the Father is looking for. Through Christ dying on the cross, that's what that brings in. It brings in grace, mercy, and it brings in righteousness from the heart, because the children of Israel at one time had got carnal minded. They knew for a fact that they had a sacrifice to get the straighten out of sin. So what they would do, they would have go do a sin, you come with a sacrifice for a sin offering. They knew they go do wrong and come back and go do a sin sacrifice. Now these days, the Most High won't a pure heart. The Most High don't want nobody who feel they're gonna go do wrong and they could come back to him. I could get a forgiveness over and over and over. It don't work like that. Because when you do that, you put Christ to open shame. Let's go to Hebrews 1, verse 8. Read Hebrews 1 and 8.
Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8. But unto the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Verse 9. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
Read verse 9 again. The Most High told Christ he loved righteousness and hate. What did he hate?
Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness.
So working through Christ's love, righteousness, through Christ we execute righteousness, putting on the new man. through Christ, we put on a new man. Read Jeremiah 33:15-16. Chapter 33, verse 15-16. So now we could plainly look and see which individuals, as for if you're coming in the truth and you're trying to find the right people to deal with, when you see the ones on the side, the street corners, and they telling you who you is, showing you who you is, they telling you, yeah, white man is Edom, the so-called white man is Edom, and they bring you to the truth that, yeah, you are so-called black, you not an African-American. They bring you to the truth of who you is. And they're also telling you that the Most High said he loved Jacob and loved Esau. So they pointing all those things out, which is key. But at the same time, if you not understanding them or you not getting the full understanding, and you throw a scripture out there to the brother or the sister because you seen a documentary or something, and you see the star, and you understand, don't if we have a star or any type of, you know, isn't that idolatry? And they go to going cussing at you, yelling at you. That's not righteousness. A lot of these brothers stand on the side of the streets. When you ask them a question, they cussing. They saying things that's not righteous. So we got to be careful. We got to be careful when we're dealing with this truth. We got to understand through Christ we were righteous. Read Jeremiah 33:15-16.
Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 15. In those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord of Righteousness.
Okay. He shall be called the Lord of Righteousness. Christ is the Lord of Righteousness. He hates iniquity. So we got to understand. Yes. We do have the moral laws. We keep the moral laws because we hold ourselves with dignity and respect because we're the representations of the Most High. Yes, we do keep the dietary laws, and we don't eat the fish like the pig, the lobster, the crab, because those are savages of the earth. They eat waste. They the garbage trucks of the earth. They're the garbage cans and the drop garbage trucks of the earth. And if we eat that stuff, we defile in our temple. And the Holy Spirit, she can't dwell in a defiled place. Because we are the temples of the Most High. Our bodies are not no building that has a mortgage on it. You know, those buildings has mortgages on them. Those are not churches. Churches are the assembly of the Most High. It's the people. You know, it's your spirit that's dealing with truth. Okay? Let's go to Hebrews. Let's go to Hebrews 10, verse 2 for me.
What was the chapter and verse again, brother?
Let's go to Hebrews. Start reading. Go to Hebrews, read chapter 9, verse 28.
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation.
Okay. Now read 24 for me, read on down.
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24. For Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the truth, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of died for us, nor yet that he should offer himself often. As the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others. Verse 26, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation.
Read chapter 10, verse 1.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. For the law, having a shadow of things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the corners, make the comers thereunto perfect. Verse 2. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin.
Read verse 2 again. Because once we come into this truth and this understanding and we accept Christ and we get baptized, we understand that now through our conscience is how we're going to get judged. It's our inward part. It's our inward part. What we have to execute in righteousness towards your brother and towards your sister. Just because you have fringes and your beard and you, like I say, respecting the Sabbath, you eating, you respecting dietary laws, but do you come against your brother? Do you come against your sister? Do you execute in righteousness? Read 2 for me, chapter 10, Hebrews 10, verse 2 for me.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 2. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin.
You should have no more conscience of sins. You should have no more conscience of sin. Read verse 16 for me.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And verse 17. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Verse 18. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Yeshua, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh.
Hold on.
And having a high priest over the house of God.
Hold on. Now, verse 19, it says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Christ, Christ down on the cross, shedding his blood, by a new and living way. So that means you having no more conscience. You have a clean conscience. So your inward part is what the Father is looking at. The Father is a discerner of the heart. It's no more once you come into Christ, you feel you can sin willfully. It's no more of that. It's no sinning willfully. It's no doing what we want to do. It's no more doing what we want to do. Read 21.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 21. And having a high priest over the house of God, Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled
from an
evil conscience.
Read that again for me.
Verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
Keep going.
Verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful and promised.
Okay.
Listen.
Verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. So we come in this truth and we get lit up and we got the spirit on us where we want to do the work and we want to talk to everybody. We want to wake as many people we up. But then we have certain temptations and certain obstacles come in front of us that slow us down. And what happens? Some of us waver. Some of us waver. They say, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promise. Read 24.
Hebrews 10 and 24. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works.
And let us consider one unto another to provoke unto love and unto good works. That means we always talking among each other about the Most High. We're always talking among each other about waking the brothers and sisters up. We're not executing strife, envy. We're not having respect to persons. If you know people who all y'all know each other and one of them is upholding something against another person and this person upholding something with them, the scriptures let us know if a person have a problem, they're supposed to go to that person. They don't supposed to tell another person and another person. That strife, envy, is confusion. It's respect the person. Read 25.
Hebrews 10 and 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. As a matter of
not
some is,
hold on one
but
second. Hold
enjoying
on one second.
One another.
Hold on one
and
second.
And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Verse 26.
Can you hear me?
All right. Yeah, you good.
Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. So if brothers and sisters want to come together and want to do the word for the Most High together in unity, the scripture says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some. So that means the scripture is letting us know as brothers who want to stop brothers and sisters from coming together, doing the word. Now, I need you to go to Malachi 3 verse 16 for me real fast. Because I'm reading right here, it says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and how much more as ye see that they're approaching. So, brothers and sisters want to come together to do the work for the Most High. You got a lot of brothers and sisters who coming out in the world and dealt with all kind of things and strong. I mean, brothers and sisters doing all kind of things and weak to the world. You would want the brothers and sisters who like-minded to come together and keep each other out in the world, to give each other a boost of confidence to help each other. Now, this is the greatest thing that could come out of sitting down, congregating, sitting on the phone, coming together for the Most High. Read Malachi 3, verse 16.
Hello? Brother Dwayne, you there?
Read Malachi 3, verse 16.
Malachi 3, verse 16, all right. Then they that feared the Lord
spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name.
So, read that again for me. So, when you come together for the Most High, even if you come together on the phone, and you discussing the Most High, this is, your name is being written in heaven in the books. They remember, the Most High hear you and remember these things. The angel in the presence go up at twilight and tell the Most High everything you do. So we have to keep our conversation towards the Most High, about the Most High. We have to come together for the Most High, about the Most High. We have to come together for Christ, about Christ. And we have to come together for Israel, about Israel. Read Malachi 3, verse 16.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord.
Keep
and
on.
That thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them. As a man separated his own son that serveth him, then shall ye return. Keep going.
No. Okay. Now let's go back. Hebrews 10, verse 26. I'm going to read 25. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves as the manner of some. And it's sad that the scripture is pointing out the fact some brothers and sisters trying to stop other brothers and sisters from coming together and doing work. Read verse 26. Because once we come into this understanding, or once we put on the new man, once we put on Christ, we got to understand we can't just sin willfully. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Verse 26.
All right. Hebrews 10 and 26. Where we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin.
For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Keep reading.
Verse 27, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary.
Keep going.
Verse 28, he that despises Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose you, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of the Most High, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified and holy thing, an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace.
Hold on 1 second. Verse 26, for if we sin willingly after that we have received the knowledge of truth, there remaineth no sacrifice for sins. And I'm going to jump to verse 29. Of how much more sore punishment suppose ye shall he be, though worthy, who have trodden underfoot the Son of the Most High Power, and have counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified in a holy thing, and have done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Now, we come into this understanding, we put on a new man, we put on Christ. Now we can't sin willfully. We got to understand, if we fall back, if we waver, we putting ourselves in jeopardy. We got to stand firm in this truth. We got to stand firm to try to overcome. Because once we come in this truth, we got to fight. we got to fight. Read verse 30.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 30. For we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, said the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people.
The Most High is going to keep moving. The Most High is going to judge his people. So we got to understand when we come into this, is when we come to this and we get this understanding and we on fire, we lit up, we can't let nobody rob us of our salvation coming up against us. We got to understand, we got to see through those things and we got to work past those things and we got to stay girded in these scriptures, because if you put Christ to open shame, the Most High is the one who's going to avenge. Verse 30, for we know him that has said, vengeance belong unto me, I will recommence, said the Most High Power. And again, the Most High Power shall judge his people. Read verse 31.
Verse 31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living power. But call to remembrance the former days, in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of affliction.
Hold on. But call to remembrance the former days in which ye were illuminated and endured a great fight of afflictions. The scriptures is telling you to remember when you first got the understanding. But call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. So when you first came into the truth and you was illuminated, you was lightened up with nothing but the truth. You was glowing. Everybody could see it, because when you was coming, they see you coming. Oh, here come that crazy girl, that crazy boy. You know what I'm saying? They're not even accepting your phone calls no more. Oh, they still try to talk to you. They'll call you. As soon as you go talking about the Most High, talking about Christ, talking about Israel, they don't want to hear it. And then they was calling you crazy. You don't want to eat the pork. You fought through all type of afflictions then. But then down the line, you fall. And you fall through something very petty. Because you put your shield down. You put the shield of faith down. Read verse 33.
33. Partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and affliction, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used.
Partly was ye were made a glazing stock, both by reproach and afflictions. When they was laughing at you, you crazy. God named Ahiah. What? Yeshua, you're an Israelite, man. You ain't no Israelite. You done lost your mind. You know, they were laughing at you, afflicting you, putting steady trying to feed you pork. You tell them you don't eat pork, they're steady trying to feed you. Read verse 34.
Verse 34. For ye had compassion of me and my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Verse 37. For yet a little while, and that, selecting. Verse 37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now, the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
Read verse 38 again, because it's showing us, once we come into the understanding and we go through these great fight of afflictions, partly partly why ye were made a glazing stalk by reproach and affliction. People laughing at us, talking about us crazy. But at one time when you first was illuminated, it didn't matter what nobody say. You ran around trying to give an individual some understanding, trying to wake people up. But down the line, trying to come up, and now you don't know, you don't have your share of faith, and now you don't fail. Paul, verse 38, read what Paul says.
Hebrews 10:38, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
If any man or woman draw back, drop out this truth. Please, step your game back up. Get back in the game. Get back in the game. Get back in the game. The head coach and the quarterback waiting for you. They got to play for you. Everybody got to play on this playing field when it comes to the Father in Christ. So get back in the game. Read 39.
Verse 39, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
Now, go to Isaiah 49, verse 8. Because I wanted him to read through all that so we could get a better understanding of Christ and get a better understanding once Christ hit the cross, the blood was shed. And once the blood was shed, that's the New Testament or the New Covenant that the Most High spoke about in Jeremiah 31 and 31. That's the New Covenant Christ brought in the earth that would bring Israel back to the Father. So all of Israel's sins was washed away, and by us having a new covenant, we be Christ-like, we put on Christ, and we walk in the spirit of Christ. The same way Christ walked the earth, when Christ was tempted, he fought his temptations. We have to be in the same mind frame. We have to fight against these temptations. We have to love our brothers and sisters. We have to put down the old man, the old woman. We have to be Christ-like. Matter of fact, go to Galatians 3, verse 27. We have to put on Christ. So we have to understand it's a way bigger understanding that when Christ hit the cross, that New Testament was through Christ. So when you read the New Testament, you got to understand that's the new covenant that Christ brought in the earth, that he was sent from the Father to bring in. So the New Testament, the Old Testament is no good. Though, when you read the Old Testament, it's no good without the New Testament. And if you just read the New Testament, you're not going to understand the Old Testament. You need to read both, all of it is together. Because I know sometimes they be saying that you reading that New Testament, that's the white people gave you that Jesus. See, they don't have no understanding. That the scriptures come in its totality, the Old Testament, the Apocrypha, the Old Testament, the Torah, the Tanakh, the Apocrypha, and the New Testament. Get you a 16 and 11 King James Bible. Galatians 3, verse 27. Put on Christ.
Can we go, Angel? It was Isaiah 40.
Galatians 3, verse 27.
What's the chapter verse again?
Galatians 3, verse 27.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek.
No. Spot right there. Galatians 3:27. Read it again.
Galatians 3:27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
You have to put on Christ. Go to Isaiah 29:13. Because once we come into this truth and we understand the new covenant is Christ. So when you accept this truth, you get baptized, you put in on Christ. You got to put your old ways down. You gotta cleanse the heart of righteousness from within. Read Isaiah 29:13.
Isaiah 29:13. Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips, do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men.
See that? Read that again for me.
Isaiah 29:13. Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men.
So it's clearly showing us that people speak a good game about the Most High, but their hearts, they're not really vibing with the Most High the way you think they is. Read Matthew 15:8. Because we supposed to be able to see anybody who doing the work of Most High, we supposed to see the fruits that's being produced from these individuals. We supposed to be seeing that the people that's being edified. We supposed to be seeing the people wanting to get in contact with these people because of the great fruits they're bearing, because of the understanding, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and the love they're showing. If it's anybody who causing much division, strife, that individual is drawn towards the Most High with his mouth, his words. The fruit, that's just the truth. Is his fruits fruitful, or is they rotten fruits? Is he dismantling, disbanding relationships as for individuals who in the Father? Is he bringing people towards the Father? Is she bringing people towards the Father? Are they bringing people towards the Father? Or are they doing it with their lips, but their words and their actions doing other things, causing confusion? Read Matthew 15:8.
This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.
Read that again.
Matthew 15:8. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.
Now, what I need you to do, go to Romans 9:31. Because as people, what we do, we are actually sheep. Because if you notice, we tend to follow who we feel dealing with truth. It's study rightly, and instead of study to thy show thy truth, instead of studying to show yourself approved of the Most High, we study to show ourselves approved. But most of them lead out the Most High. Study to show thyself approved. But you have to study to show yourself approved of the Most High, rightly dividing the scriptures in spirit and in truth. And then you're supposed to follow the precepts. You're supposed to, Isaiah 28, verse 9. You're supposed to follow the three precepts, line up on line. Precept must be on precept. Precept must be on precept. Line up on line. Here, there. Look, you can't go wrong dealing with the Most High's word, doing it the way he tells you. But when you link in with people, and then these people start taking you astray away from what the scripture is saying, and you executing, respect the person, you false accusing, you linking together to come up people against people to disband certain things, certain people who come together. Read.
Romans chapter 9, verse 31. But Israel, which follow after the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness.
Read that again. Israel was given the law of righteousness.
Read that again.
But we were given the law of righteousness, but we didn't execute righteousness from our hearts. That's why we fail. Read.
Want me to read 31 again, though?
Read 31 again.
Romans 9 and 31. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, had not attained to the law of righteousness.
Have not attained the law of righteousness. Keep reading down through 33.
Verse 32, wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone. Verse 33, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
Read 10, verse 2. I mean, 10, read 10, chapter, read 10, 2, verse 4, through to 4.
Okay, Romans chapter 10, verse 2. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God.
Read that again for me.
For Christ. Romans chapter 10, verse 2. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes.
Christ is the end of the law of righteousness. Christ came to fulfill the law. Christ is the King of righteousness. The Most High is discerner of the heart. He goes down the depths of the heart, and he sees and understands who have a righteous intent and who upholding the words of the scriptures with their mouth, but not with their hearts. Read 2 through 4 for me one more time, brother.
Romans chapter 10, verse 2. For I bear them record that they have a zeal for the Most High, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of the Most High's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves
unto the righteousness of the Most High. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness for everyone that believeth.
Christ is the end of law for righteousness for everybody who believeth. So when Christ came in the earth, he was fulfilling the law. And not he Christ came and fulfilled multiple laws when he came. Because he came to fulfill the law. Now, let's go to Galatians 6, verse 11. Since we understand it, the people of Israel who come to understanding the Israelites, and they have a zeal for the Most High, but not according to the knowledge of the Most High, because they start being self-righteous. They start being what I hear people call self-righteous, according to their heart and not the Most High heart. Read 6, verse 11.
Galatians chapter 6, verse 11. Ye see how large a letter I have written unto you with mine own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Yeshua Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Yeshua neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy, and upon the Israel of God.
See that right there, right here, Paul is telling the Galatians, it says, verse 12, as many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they want to look good. They want to be seen of men following the Most High. To make constrain you to circumcise. So you have brothers telling the Gentiles, you can't follow the Most, you're not accepted unless you get circumcised. They was telling the Gentiles to get circumcised. This is what Paul said. Paul 11, verse 13, for neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. And it's the same thing going on right now today, man. The spirit of these Pharisees and scribes is heavy. It's like we have to examine ourselves, all of us. Nobody higher than the other. All of us trying to get to the kingdom. We shouldn't be coming against nobody. And we got to understand this. Whatever you do gonna come to the light, because you stepped in the Most High profession. You came into the truth. The Most High is nothing but truth. So when you do something or somebody say something you done did, why you getting mad? You feeling to understand the Most High gonna reveal all things. So you gotta understand it's the work of the Most High. So once you step into this field of play, you walk away from the world, there shouldn't be no darkness in you anyway. So whatever says, so what? You pull the counting out of joy and move closer to your brother and your sisters to do the work, because in the end, soon, Edom is coming against you. Ismalak is coming against you. Edom coming against you. Amalek is coming against you. The Ishmaelites are coming against you. mold was coming against you. The Japhetic people coming against you. That's who you need to be worried about. You shouldn't be worried about what another brother or sister said who among you. Because the Most High revealing all things. So you don't want the brother or the sister to say nothing. You forgot the Most High got eyes all among you. So why get mad at your brother and sister? The Most High revealing what you did or what you said or what you're planning to do. So count in all joy. Learn to link in with your brothers and sisters. These are little light things that's coming up against you. Come on, man. It's way more serious things need to be looked at, observed, and analyzed. So examine ourselves, from me to the brother Yuanathan and everybody else we know. We all need to examine ourselves, man, and love each other. Christ is the new covenant. So we have to understand we got to put the old man away. We come into the new. And by us coming into the new, we come in Christ. Christ lives among us, walking among us. So we have to learn to love one another. We have to be able to discern righteousness from wrong. Just because a brother and sister in scriptures all day don't mean their heart right. You got to examine that individual. Just because they fall in the saddle and not eating pork, but when they sitting here telling you not to congregate with another brother and sister, don't be around that person. They wicked or this and this and that. Come on, man. You got to ask that individual. Do you have a clean slate towards Christ? Do you understand your heart got to be purged through righteousness? Do you have a good conscience with the Most High? Because if you do, you got to execute love towards your brothers and sisters. You have to take upon yourself to ask these people these things. So, with that, we can keep going forward. Or, it all depends on you, brother. What you want to do?
Man, it's whatever, man. I mean, we went through so many scripts.
Okay. Well, we could show some more showing the covenant. Go to Isaiah 49 verse 8. We're gonna show what the Most High. Isaiah 49 verse 8, what the Most High telling you, Christ is the covenant to bring the children of Israel back to bring the children back to the Father, using Christ, the new covenant, the new Testament.
49:8.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 8. Thus said the Lord, "In an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee. And I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages.
So at a point in time, the Most High was laying, Jeremiah prophesied that the Most High will put his laws and statutes in our heart, in our inward parts. We will no longer run around here with a sacrifice lamb or a turtle dove or whatever put to the side to go do wrong, and then go get that and take it to the priest for a sin offering. The Most High is not accepting that no more. The whole thing, Christ done hit the cross. So what this is, what we just read is the Most High letting us know at a point in time he gonna send that salvation in the earth. That earth, that salvation is going to come and bring in a new covenant, a new testimony with the people. So now, we got to understand when we walk into the, when we when we coming through this truth, now we understand we got to use our head. Well, am I gonna just do wrong? I understand that Christ died on the cross for me. I accepted Christ. I took the baptism. Now am I gonna just do wrong? If you choose to do that, there is no more remission for that sin. I mean, no sacrifice for that sin. Only way you can stop the pattern is repent, change. And also, it goes in depth towards the heart. We, like I say, we can't be leading brothers and sisters on with our mouth. And those brothers and sisters have to look at these brothers and sisters. You got to look at the fruit they're bearing. Is it fruitful or is it rotten? We got to analyze. We got to observe. So, with that being said, go to Ezekiel 37, verse 15. Ezekiel 37, verse 15, and read 15 through 26.
Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 15. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in mine hand, and the sticks whereon thou writest shall be in thine hand before their eyes. Verse 21, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they be gone, and will gather them on every side and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all. And they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their God. And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also work in my judgments, and observe my statutes, and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I gave unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them. And I will place them and multiply them and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore.
Okay. Now,
I think we might have lost the brother Dwayne. You there, brother? One moment. Shalom, bro. Hello? can't hear you. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, okay. I can hear you now. One moment. Probably having difficulty in the studio here. Yeah. Yo, shalom.
Yeah.
Okay, you good.
Hey, listen, when I draw though, I see something that, because we've been showing that Christ is the new covenant, and through our hard work and righteousness, if we do what we want to do, knowing that Christ died on the cross, his blood was shed, we have to think about a Father sending his Son in the earth to do his work, and his Father seeing his Son die for people, and you putting him to an open shame. Go to Hebrews 6. Verse 4 through 6.
Hebrews 6:4-6. Hebrews 6:4. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tested. Sorry, well, that's locking. Hebrews 6:4. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of the Most High and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of the Most High afresh and put him to an open shame.
So every time you go do something, you crucifying Christ again. You crucifying my flesh, afresh. That means you're doing it over and over. And imagine the Most I've seen you doing it over and over. So we got to understand what we're dealing with. And like I said, we can't let nobody rob us out of our salvation. So I'm not going to lie, it's a couple of people I know don't feel. And my job is to try to get these people back in the game, because it's very, the Most High is not going to play with brothers and sisters who came to this. And my heart go out to anybody who came in this truth and fell. You know, it's all about Israel waking up. I don't want to see no brother or sister take that wrath. The Most High have to. If the Most High would send us to slavery and all these things happen to us, and now we trying to come out of these curses after we done seen how these curses, what these curses do to our people. Look how our people kill each other. Look how our women, every time you turn around, they selling their bodies or whatever. These curses is serious. And we coming out of that, we got Christ died on the cross to bring us out of that, bring us from that mentality, to purge our conscience, for us to renew our spirits, our minds, our hearts, and to understand a brother or a sister who had the understanding and was moving forward, failed for whatever reason. And it's a weak reason, because nothing came against us yet. Nothing came against us yet. But it is soon they're going to be coming against us. So imagine how many brothers and sisters going to fall when they really see things. So my job is to try to stand with any brother and sister, to try to help any brother or sister stand up through this truth, stand up through these wicked times, because we already know if we face at the wrong time, and we got to understand we're in the wrong place at the wrong time. Like if we don't Babylon, when we get caught up in this place, when they shut this place down, we already know what Matthew 24 tells us. Matter of fact, go to that scripture that's dealing with Matthew. What was that scripture you read the other night, brother?
Pertaining to what exactly?
When it was saying, when they come up against you, and the Most High say, don't even think. Christ said, don't even think about what they say. The Most High gonna put the Spirit on you.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, I got that.
Right. That's why we got to be strong in the Spirit, man. We got to uplift each other, man. We got to help each other. You know what I'm saying? Why we got a chance to help each other? We got to help each other get in these groups. We got to help each other mold ourselves so we could be ready for these things. That's called love. We ain't got time to be fighting and arguing with each other, coming against each other. We don't have time for that because we have people who going to do that regardless. When you get a chance, read Psalm 83. Let's go. Read that for me.
Let me just find it.
You got that scripture yet?
Nah, not right this second, but I got it wrote down. I find it.
But Christ letting us know in Matthew 24, it's going to be some very perilous times, some very dangerous times. And the Most High letting us know in Revelation 18:4, come out of her, my people, and be not partakers in her sins and her plagues. Now, let's look into that. The Most High said, be not partakers in her sins. Now, anybody who got any serious understand, yes, that's talking spiritually. Because once you fall in the Most High laws, you fall in the Most High in the spirit. You're not being carnal once you fall in his laws. You're not eating the pork. You're not celebrating holidays. You executing righteousness from the heart. Loving your neighbors, loving your brothers, not coming against your sisters. You in a spiritual mind frame with the Most High. So, yes, it says, come out of her, my people, spiritually. But it also says, be not partakers of her plagues. So, it's that scripture is telling you physically and spiritually. It's telling you to come out of her and be not partakers in her sins. That's the spiritual side. And when it says plagues, it's talking about verse 8, where it says, her plagues shall come of her in one day, death, famine, mourning, and she shall be utterly burnt. For strong is the Lord who judges her. So we know that's physical. So when we have the brothers saying, oh, that just means spiritual. The Most High ain't tell nobody to come out of there. They don't have the full understanding. They still got the milk understanding. They don't understand the meat part. Because it's talking spiritual and physical. You got it yet, brother?
Yeah, I got it, brother. Want me to just
go ahead
and
do your thing. I just had to touch on the Flee Babylon, you know, because they keep saying that spiritual. When they feel and understand, yeah, it is. The part where it say, be not partakers in her sins, yeah, because if you fall in the law, you fall in the Most High in the spirit. But the part where it say, be not partakers of her plagues, that's physical. So anybody who make the move to get out of here, to line themselves up, to be in the wilderness, yes, you practicing now to be able to follow the Most High in the spirit. Because you come out of your old ways, you come out of this Babylonian pagan living, and you came closer to the Most High by following him in the spirit. And you guarantee yourself to be able to overcome in the wilderness. But if you say that's just spirit, I mean that's just spiritual. When the missiles and everything hit this place in the radiation destroy all the vegetation and poison the water, and man up beast not gonna be able to live amongst the nuclear fallout. I guess you have to take it up with the Most High from the spiritual world. Because another thing, America's going to be judged at that time. That's when America gets judged. But the scripture clearly tells you that people are going to be standing from afar saying, alas, alas, that great city. So that's letting you know the whole place is not going to get destroyed. That's America getting her judgment. Ain't that right, brother?
That's absolutely correct. Unfortunately, for all who want to be the pillar of salt, Lot's wife, you know, stuck on, Sodom and Gomorrah in the days of Noah, all in one, you know, unfortunately. Babylon the Great is going to fall.
She's going to get her business. She's going to get her judgment. But won't you want to be one of the ones standing afar, saying the last, that great. Matter of fact, you're not going to be the one saying the last, that great city. You're going to be looking like, okay, everything the Most High put in them scriptures is true. So I'm standing here because I believe what the Most High said. I listen to what the Father said. That's why I'm standing here looking at the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it like this. I understood what the Most High said. Because you got brothers who read it all the time. They say, that don't mean come out of her physically. That's just spiritual. That's spiritual and physical. Because they be not partakers of her sins. And how you be not partakers of a sin towards the Most High? You follow him in the spirit by following his commandments. Matter of fact, go to John 4 when Christ told the lady that the Most High looking for people who falling. The Most High looking for those such, the ones who in spirit and truth. That's in John 4.
John 4:24. Says the Most High.
Read verse 21 for me.
John 4:21. Yeshua said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. For the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
In what?
For the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
My question to you, brother, I'm going to ask you this question. I need some help. I need some edification right now. If you worship the Father in spirit, how you worship the Father in spirit?
By keeping the laws, by keeping the Father's commandments.
So if we follow in the Father in the Spirit, keeping his commandments, keeping his commandments, that means we're being spiritual, right?
Right.
So, read that for me again.
But the hour cometh, John 4:23. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in the spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him.
So the Father is seeking such to worship him. He's seeking the people who are going to follow his law, statutes, and commandments. The ones who are going to do his law, statutes, and commandments. And the ones who are going to uphold his ways from the heart. Execute righteousness. Uphold the law, statutes, and commandments.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just wanted to expound on that real fast. With the sleep, because I read something today when the brother was saying that's a doctrine. Number one, that's not a doctrine. The Most High said that. So, I understand that's a brother who got to understand it only with, you know, milk. He don't have the meat. You know, he don't have the full understanding yet. He ain't get there yet. Hopefully, the Most High bless that brother so he could see that that's talking spirit. When it says, be not partakers of our sins, that's talking the spiritual side. That means back away from all this pork eating, pagan, mystic holidays, and come to the ways of the Father. Law, statutes, and commandments. Love your brothers and sisters. Execute from the heart of righteousness. That's coming out of Babylon spiritually. But coming out of her physically, so you don't be partakers of her plagues, so you don't get caught up in that death, famine, and mourning, and utterly burnt. Because strong is the Lord who judges her. He's going to pay her back double. Read where you go and read that scripture from in. If you get caught up here in Babylon, you don't get to get out of here. This is what Christ, how Christ telling you to uphold yourself.
Mark chapter 13. You want me to go right to that script? Or you want to break
go
it
right
down?
To it.
All right. Mark chapter 13, verse 11. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak. Neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye. For it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Spirit.
So Christ is giving those comfort and instruction for those who can't get out of Babylon. You hold fast to the truth regardless of the matter or the situation. Because just because we don't get out of Babylon, because it's all about your mind frame. It's about where you at with the Father. If you follow the law, statutes, and commandments, and you make an effort to get out of here, and you get out of here, you can still go over somewhere else and break the law, statutes, and commandments. Or you could be here following the Father as best as you can, and you can't get out of here. Christ giving you instruction. When they come up against you, worry. Stand firm. Because at that time, the Holy Spirit is going to deal with you the same way it dealt with Stephen when he was stoned. When the brother was stoned, he stood fast. He even said, they, Lord, forgive them. They know not what they do. They don't know what they're doing. So that's the lesson tonight. It was real flat, but it was a lot of reading. But for the most part, it's for the work for the Most High. So I hope y'all wrote down those scriptures and y'all read all through it yourself, because it's going to give you the understanding. I don't give nobody no understanding. All I do is just get on here and try to do my part for the Most High, because every brother and sister have to do their part for the Most High to try to make it to the kingdom. Only thing I want brothers and sisters to do is come together, those who are in the truth, because everybody is not going to come together. But those who are in the truth, those who are trying to make it, you know what I'm saying? Let's love each other. Let's unify, and let's put in the work, because we know these scriptures true. So for all brothers and sisters who in the truth come, Yahshua Allah, Ahayu Ba'ashim Yishayu, Wa-Wa-Wa.
Kwan Yashirah, man. Like the brother said, you know, great lesson. Great study, great show. Just doing our part, and for the Most High, you know, gets all the glory. You know what I'm saying? We just two people trying to do the work, you know. So with that being said, Warriors in Christ, you can reach us at warriorsinchrist144@gmail.com. If you want to speak to any one of us brothers, you can, you know, link in with us through email. That's warriorsinchrist144@gmail.com. This show is being recorded and archived, so if you missed anything, you can absolutely go back. Make sure you have the King James Version Bible, the pen, the paper, and just write down the scriptures so you can get the understanding on what the Most High, you know, requires of us to do. So,
oh yeah, next week we're gonna go in. No, I think we're going on Friday. We'll be on Friday at 9:00. We'll have the title up on the show. We'll have the title up by Wednesday, but we will be on Friday. And like we say, we brung a long intense reading tonight because that's what we want you to do. We feel we had to lead by example tonight with a lot of reading. So we got these scripts for you. You write them down and you read all the way through, because like the scriptures say, precept must be upon precept, precept must be on precept. We understand that a lot of people, that's all I hear them say, but they don't never talk about line upon line, line upon line. So tonight we lined upon line upon line. We did it all. Precept upon precept must be on precept, plus precept must be on precept, line up on line, here a little and there a little. So we brought that out tonight because a lot of brothers and sisters don't line up on line. They just precept. Tonight we lined up on line up on line. Hopefully it was a great show for you, and thank you again.
Paganism is just another form of mental prison. 400 years of oppression, brothers, sisters, listen. Moses' vision that we would never see our land again, and we would serve in a land we ain't never been, serving our enemies. Hating our own seed, brothers warped across their back until their backs bleed. Castrated and hated, we didn't serve with rigor. We've been called by words like spicks and niggas.
Lost 12 tribes of Israel. Lost 12 Breaking up. other nations have it. I know the truth hurt, but see the truth work. Fulfilling prophecy, yeah, to the Jew first. Everybody ain't gonna get it, so that truth hurt. Breaking down all lies and religion first. See, I thirst prophecy, and yo, I fit the curse. Look at the news, it's real, man, it's getting worse. Jacob trouble is real, head hard as steel. Broad is the way that leads you off to hell, yeah.
Lost 12 tribes of Israel. Must be lost 12 tribes of Israel.